Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Different Strokes for Different Folks, to find common ground and take it to the next level with David Clark here on Blog Talk Radio. Each week, the show will encourage you to keep an open mind and prepare to open the door to new understandings. We will have an exciting array of diverse guests who will point up the fact that we are all spiritual beings having a human experience. Now your host, David Clark.
Welcome to Different Strokes for Different Folks, where we will indeed be finding common ground and taking it to the max level. I'm your host, David Clark. I'm a spiritual adventurer, and I suggest you become the same. When you keep an open mind, you'll come to see that despite our seeming differences, we're all basically the same. You'll also see where you can find common ground so that you can relate rather than compare yourself to others. Tonight, it's my pleasure to welcome back Corby Mitlide. She's been on the Mystic's Path for 40 years, meeting challenges, always questioning, and leading the examined life. This road has illuminated an essential cosmic truth. God gives all of us what we need for a life filled with miracles and joy, and as long as our hearts are open, whole, and aligned with our source energy, anything is possible. If she can share that blessing with you, meaning bringing laughter on the path with you, then she knows that she's doing things right. Corby is a psychic channel and medium, reading since 1973. She travels coast to coast and into Canada as a full-time intuitive counselor. She's appeared frequently on radio and television and is an inspirational teacher and facilitator. She is a featured channel in Robert Schwartz's breakthrough series, Your Soul's Plan and Your Soul's Gift. Get your pens out because I'm going to give you her website in just a minute. Corby's certifications and affiliations include being a certified professional tarot reader through the Tarot Certification Board of America, a member of the American Tarot Association, and an ordained minister of the Sanctuary of the Beloved. Her specific skills include tarot and oracle divination deck readings, spiritual intuitive counseling, past life retrieval and analysis, mediumship, and spirit guide conferences. You can visit her at www.firethroughspirit.com, all one word, for more information. So let me welcome Corby. Corby, how are you doing tonight?
Good. It's good to be back, David.
It's good to have you. So this is exciting. You've got a new book coming out.
Yes, finally, instead of being in everybody else's book, this one is mine. And it will be out January 31st.
And it's Clean Out Your Life Closet?
That's right.
I love it.
Book
the subtitle,
one of three, The Self-Development Project.
Wonderful. The subtitle is Take Charge of Your Life and Love Your Journey.
Yeah, because if you don't, nobody's going to bother for you.
So what's different about your book than other self-help books?
Very simple. If you don't write it with me, it isn't written. The reason that I chose to write this book is because there are too many darn gurus out there that say, well, if you do it my way, it'll all get better. But that can't be right, because they haven't lived your life, they don't know your challenges, they don't know what you have gone through. So the way the book is designed is you read the chapters, and then there's something called the adventure pages. And the adventure pages are a chance for you to look at what you learned from the chapter and form it in a way that will help you. And then you get your invention page, which is where you write down the three things you really loved in the chapter, and then you draw or collage or otherwise illustrate what your personal view of that is. So by the end of the book, you've effectively got your own divination deck, and the book has become absolutely yours in a way that nobody else can repeat.
Cool. Why is self-knowledge so important?
Because if you don't know who you are, you can't choose your life. You can't recognize where you find comfort, where your happiness lives, how you work best, what your life has been about. The book has four parts: clarity, simplicity, life is a tiny house, how to get rid of things that you've been carrying for years and don't need, adaptability, or going with the flow, and there's a lot in there about how perfection isn't what you think it is, and stress, because that is our 21st century constant companion. And when you realize sometimes stress is a good thing, not a bad thing, you can separate out the good stuff from the bad stuff.
How can it be a good thing?
Stress is a good thing when it just heightens you that little bit. For instance, if you are really a little nervous before you go on stage, you're very awake. Everything is right there for you. Stress can also alert you when something is a problem and you need to get rid of it. The stress that's the bad stress is the stress that becomes chronic. When you never feel you're good enough, when you obsess over situations, when you're constantly anxious or depressed, that's chronic stress, and that can really light your fuse and you explode. So you got to learn how to get the bad stuff.
Mm-hmm. Makes sense to me.
The subjects so that I chose for this book are the ones that people come to me about over and over and over again. So some of the stories in here are stories of clients that I've had. Names, of course, have been changed. But everybody who reads this will recognize themselves in the book somewhere.
Sounds good. Well, you made a statement that makes perfect sense to me, but it may not to some people, and that is that you choose your life. How can you actually do that?
When you look at everything you came with, you can see where you're still reacting. For instance, I have a client who worked for a woman she adored for many years, but that woman is successful in a totally different way, and my client kept trying to live up to her level of success. And my client was constantly turning her back on what she knew was true for herself in order to try to be what her boss said she should be. So that's something in her life closet she finally threw out. A lot of women, the idea that their mother was saying, well, you have to behave a certain way or you're not a lady or you'll never get a guy or it's wrong. If that doesn't work for you, throw it out. So cleaning out your life closet is literally getting rid of all of those things you were told by other people or believed about yourself that may have been true before but aren't true now, so that you will have room to put more things in that you want. Because once you clean it out, you'll have room, and that's going to be called the big reboot. And that's volume two.
Sounds good. So where do we find clarity?
Where do you find clarity? You find it in your own self. The first place you got to do is you got to find your own inner telescope. And that is how you really focus on what you want to do. And when you do that, there are some ways that you work with it. You decide to use it. You decide that gaining clarity is a priority. You clean the lens, and that's things like getting rid of the time wasters, like internet surfing, television, video games. You learn to say no to people. You focus on what you want. So that focus, that's mindfulness, paying attention to those times when you're telling yourself you can't do it and flipping that self-talk. You aim your telescope. You can do that with meditation, keeping yourself very focused. And you adjust the lens. And adjusting the lens, there are simple ways to do it. Cultivate good habits, good food, get to bed on time. Keep yourself and your surroundings clean and comfortable. Get dressed every day, even for people like me working at home. Working in pajamas may sound really great, but if not getting dressed dulls you, get dressed. You turn off the techno tempers. You set your schedule. You learn from other people with focused telescopes. You surround yourself with people that want to do as well as you do. You stay away from the people that I say live in Neverland. Those are the people whose lives are filled with no and not and never, who simply don't keep their word. You find your tribe and you avoid the gloom and doom in the world. I do not know who our listeners voted for, but no matter who that was, the truth of the matter is life is going to change drastically over the next 4 years. So don't look at the panics. Decide what you want to do. If you're happy, then support the things you love. If you're not happy, then move to change them. But don't just sit there in the pity party. It won't work.
That's an important point. How important is simplicity?
When we don't simplify, then we don't really enjoy anything. One of the things that I challenge my people to do in the what I call the stuff experiment is they find 20 objects in their house, they put them all on the table, they look at them for 30 seconds, walk out of the room, and try to list them. And they can't. There are too many. To do that with five, and absolutely everything is there. So the things that I tell people how to start simplifying, the most important thing is detach your identity from your belongings. You're not your job, your family titles, your sports team, your car, nothing. When you accept that you are not defined by what you own, getting rid of them is easier. You go for quality, not quantity. You redefine the concept of enough. The best example for not understanding enough comes from my grandmother's idea on food. Eat one more bite than you want, then you've had enough. That's crazy. How many pairs of shoes is enough? How many boxes of pasta is enough? How much vacation? How much self-time? How many obligations? When you're conscious of what enough is for you, then you can stick to that enough. And so, there are 200 pages in this book. There's lots of information. But these are some of the concrete examples and why this book is not one of your airy-fairy, wiki-woo, here's all the cosmic muffin ideas. This is concrete. You can make it happen in your life today. You do not have to be rich. You do not have to be steeped in metaphysics. And you do not have to be holier than thou. It's for ordinary people, because kids, I'm as ordinary as anybody. You can all do what I do.
Love it. Love it. One more question, and that is about adaptability. How important is it going with the flow? I asked a guest that the other week, and he said sometimes that isn't necessarily a good thing. What do you think about that?
Well, there are times you need to stand your ground. I agree with that.
Mm-hmm.
But mostly when you go with the flow, it doesn't mean you don't care. But you learn that perfect isn't what you think it is. Looking at my birthday this year, which was nothing like it should normally be and really physically pretty miserable, I said, okay, you know, it's really perfect because I chose to see what was behind the circumstances that life handed me. And I decided that I would happily explore what could be done and what unexpected gifts might result from the unplanned, unperfect appearing states of affairs. So when you can adapt, when you go with the flow, you're not so stuck in the it has to be this way that you can't move forward. Doesn't mean you can't go for what you want, but realize there may be something else that's just as valid as long as you widen your vision.
Sounds good. Well, we have a lot of callers on the line, so I suggest
sure
we go
we
to the phone lines. And callers, we're not going to be able to get to all of you. So copy down once again. I'll give it to you, Corby's website. It's www.firethroughspirit.com. I'd suggest you get in touch with her for an extended reading. Anyhow, I had one, and it really changed my life. So consider doing that, because you're just going to get a short reading tonight. And the first caller is Kimberly. And Kimberly, you are live.
Hi, Kim.
Hello.
Where are you calling from,
you?
Kim?
I'm calling from a town called Tucker, Georgia.
I've lived in Marietta for many years. I know Georgia.
Oh, okay.
There you go.
Okay.
So what can I do for you tonight?
Well, my question is about creativity.
Ooh, I've love been, it. Talk to me.
Writing poetry, and I thought about writing a book. I've been journaling. And I just want to know which one to pursue right now and which one will eventually bring in passive income.
Okay, so when you say what? So there's one book of poetry, and what else?
Yeah, either poetry or just writing a novel. I started writing a novel years ago, and then I stopped.
Well, it's interesting. I think the poetry is actually going to be the faster passive income because you can do a chapbook, which is what they're called. They're not as expensive to produce, and they're easier to sell yourself.
Okay.
A novel, it's still, self-publishing is still difficult. It's a lot more expensive. So I would say start with chapbooks, start with e-books, publish them on Kindle. Even if you only sell your book for a dollar or two, if 600 people buy your book, that's $600 to $1,200.
Right.
So I would say poetry first, hone your writing skills, and then go for the novel.
Okay.
And there's a book that I want to recommend for you called The Writer's Journey by Christopher Vogler, V-U-G-L-E-R.
Okay.
When I was writing for Warp Graphics several years ago, that was a book that the editor gave everybody because it really teaches you how to work well with characters. So if you're doing fiction, that's an absolute.
Okay. Okay.
Are we good?
Thank you.
Great. Okay.
Thanks,
go
Kimberly. Happy holidays to you.
Same to you. Thank you.
Welcome.
Thank you. Okay, our next caller is Julia. And Julia, you're live.
Hi,
Julia.
Good evening. Hello.
Where are you calling from?
I'm calling from Florida.
Okay. What can I do for you tonight?
Well, I'm wanting to relocate, and I feel like I've narrowed down the town or pretty close to the area, so now it's a matter of, you know, finding employment as well as a place to live. So,
okay,
so
where are you looking at moving, and do you have an alternative? You should always have two.
Well, I have an area that consists of like two or three towns. So.
Okay, give me the names of the towns, and I want to see which one goes ding.
Okay, Palm Harbor.
Yep.
Dunedin.
Yep.
Safety Harbor.
Okay. So, of these, Safety Harbor is much better. Palm Harbor might be the first one you get to because you're leaving behind what you don't want to be in. Dunedin, though, is the Five of Pentacles. That's a card very, very up and down, not really sure. I like Safety Harbor because the card is Judgment. And that's a call to a new life, a paradigm shift, pardon the pun, a real sea change. So Safety Harbor seems to be the place that's going to bring you literally the most safety and the most happiness.
Ooh, well, that's definitely, yeah, that's, okay.
So there you go.
I'm good with that.
So now, do you have,
I'm sorry, go ahead.
Now. Give me your birthday, month, and day. I want to see what the vibration is for the year for you next year.
September 16th.
Okay, 9 plus 16 is 25, plus next year's master number for the year is 1. 26, 2 plus 6 is 8. All right, next year is actually a very, very good year for you to make a move. Fours and eights, 4 years and 8 years are all about foundationals. They tell us make sure there's money in the bank, our house and our car in good repair, and we have a good job. So if you're looking to change the foundations of your life, next year gives you a tailwind. You do not want to put this off until 2018 because 2018 is a 9-year. It's the end of a cycle, and trying to start something new in an ending cycle is like trying to go up the down escalator. You're not going to get very far. So
okay.
Make the move next year.
Okay. The employment aspect of it feels good, or what do you?
Yes, Three of Pentacles, something good and solid and long-term. You'll make it.
Oh, awesome. Yay. Well, thank you. How awesome.
My pleasure.
Appreciate that. All right, happy holidays. And thank you,
you
David. Happy holidays to you as well.
Bye-bye.
Thanks, Julia. God bless.
God bless.
Bye-bye. All right. Our next caller is Lori. And Lori, you're live on the air.
Hi, Lori.
Hi. Hi.
Where are you calling from?
Washington State.
Oh, all the way on the other side of the world. Okay, what can we do for you tonight?
Well, I'm wondering about my living situation. I'm kind of living like, you know, with the renting from a slumlord because it's really hard to find a rental. And now they're going to be tearing up the whole bathroom floor. That I have Section 8, so they're making them repair it. And, you know, and I'm wondering if the foundation's all rotten. You know, like if the foundation's all rotten, then they could condemn the building, and then they'd have to pay relocation fees. But I'm not sure if that'll happen. And I applied for Habitat for Humanity. I applied for this land trust place. And, you know, I'm just hoping I can have my own, own my own place. And I'm wondering if I'm going to end up, you know, being without a place to live in the meantime or what's
going
to happen.
I have a feeling that Habitat is going to come through for you because the cards I get are the Ace of Cups, which is the heart opening, the Wheel of Fortune. It may take a little time to get there. But the final card is the Two of Cups, which is the happy partnership. So I think that that may be a very good shot for you. It will not be in the next 4 to 6 months. It'll be toward the end of, you know, next year, sometime after July. So hang on as long as you can. But then I think Habitat's going to come through for you.
Do you think I'm going to have any major issues with this horrible rental manager and housing authority and all that?
Yeah, you're going to have issues, but you have to just grit your teeth and hang in until you're ready to leave, and then you leave without a backward glance. Okay, I mean, this is a leopard who is not going to change his spots, if you get my meaning.
Yep, exactly.
But things do get better the second half of next year, so I would say just grit your teeth, girl, tie a knot, and hang on.
Okay. Thank you.
All right. You're welcome. Be well.
Very good.
You too.
Thanks for calling, Lori. Merry Christmas to you. Okay. You're welcome. Thank you.
Bye. Thank
you. Yeah. Oh, sorry to cut you off. You're welcome. Our next caller is Laura. And Laura, you're live.
Hi, Laura.
Hi. Thanks for taking my call.
You're welcome. Where are you hailing from, girl?
I'm in New Jersey.
North or south? They're two different planets.
South Jersey.
Where in South Jersey?
Down by Cherry Hill.
I went to school at Cherry Hill East.
You're kidding.
Yeah, Charleston Riding, right off Mallcrest Road many, many years ago. So, hello, neighbor. What can I do for you tonight?
I am looking for work, and I'm hoping that I get one of my contracts or a permanent job in January, and I want to get a house next year. That's my biggest goal.
Okay. Do you want to get a house in Cherry Hill? They're mighty pricey, woman.
Well, I actually want to get a house in Medford.
Okay. Because I heard you might actually look in Collingswood. I have no idea. I haven't been in Collingswood in decades. I don't know what it's like anymore. But Collingswood, possibly Haddonfield, but I know Haddonfield is pricey.
I want something on the water, so that's
on the water. Well, there's always leaky Haddonfield. So actually, Haddonfield might be a good place as an interim. The card I see from Medford is the death card, but it doesn't mean you're going to die. The death card means death of an old way of life, death of what you've outgrown, death of what was never you in the first place. So when you move out to Medford, things are going to change. You might move out there because there's a totally different job on the horizon. But how many contracts do you have right now that you're working?
Okay, I'm not working, but I've got several in the works that I'm trying to that I've submitted for. So I believe that I should hear in January. In fact, I just talked to somebody today about another contract opportunity, but that one is short term. And then I had a phone interview this week for a permanent job based out of New York City, which I would just have to take a train up.
I would not do that one. I'll tell you why. The Eight of Swords, that's a card of being surrounded by a great deal of danger. I really do not recommend for people to go to New York City for the next couple of years. I don't. Find a job in Jersey instead.
Well, I'm hoping there's an office in New Jersey for that company, and I'm hoping that if I did take that job, that they might let me work out of the New Jersey office.
Where is the New Jersey office?
New Brunswick.
That's a little better. The Justice card comes up to say, if you do take that, get it in writing that you're allowed to work in New Brunswick. Otherwise, you'll be there for a month, and then they'll say, we need you to work in Manhattan. You don't want to do that.
Okay. All right. What about the contracts, though?
How many do you have?
Oh, a handful of them. There's some in New Jersey, there's one in Ohio that would require me to travel back and forth every other week.
Yeah. Okay. Jersey. Ohio actually looks like a very good shot. It would revitalize your career quite a bit. It would be totally different. Ohioans are not Jerseys, but I think that if you can get that one, it would lead to something very long-term and very lucrative. So believe it or not, I'm going to say watch for Ohio. Okay?
Huh. Okay. Thank you very much.
All right, neighbor. All the best for the new year.
Thank you. Merry Christmas to you.
Merry
and
Christmas.
To you too, David. Thank you both.
Thank you, Laura. Merry Christmas to you, too.
Bye.
Okay. Good night. All right. Our next caller is Robin. And, Robin, you're live on the air.
Hi, Robin.
Hi. How are you doing?
Good. Where are you calling from, Robin?
Hello?
Yes.
Syracuse, New York.
Ah, close to me. Okay.
I'm just wondering, do you see any changes in my life that's going to make my life better?
Now, that's a question that it's not the circumstances that are going to make your life better. It's what you choose. What part of your life would you like to see improve the most?
My grandchildren.
Okay. How many you got?
We have three.
All right. I want you to name them. Just first name, oldest to youngest.
Coda.
Yep.
Evelyn.
Yep.
And Adam Jr.
Okay. Coda. Now, it's the Prince of Swords card. It's what I call the archetypal Italian guy. Coda's going to be under a lot of stress, but he might be acting out, so he needs a firm hand. The middle child, Evelyn, King of Wands, that's a card of someone very smart, someone who, when they're older, can make money, someone who can put things together. So that one feels pretty good. The little bitty one, how old?
He's only 5 months.
Okay. My concern is more for Mom, because the card is the Six of Swords, which is the woman who it can mean postpartum depression. So watch his mom more than anything else. Do you have a particular concern about these grandchildren, or just are they going to be okay?
A friend of ours is trying to take custody from us. And I want to know if they're going to be okay. Are they going to be back with me?
So the question is,
and
really,
you call it right on the head with a post.
Who's going to have custody of the grandbaby?
My daughter gave over custody to friends.
Okay. I think the other person may fight for custody, but I think in the long run, it is going to be you. You get to keep them.
Thank you. I care about is my babies.
Okay.
But it's going to be a fight on my hands, right?
Yeah. Just keep your eye on the prize, which is keeping those kids in your hands, whole, happy, and safe.
Yep. Thank you.
You're welcome.
But
Merry
I
Christmas.
Will get them, right?
I think you will, yeah.
Merry Christmas to you. Thank you.
You're welcome.
Thank you for calling, Robin. Well, that's interesting. You hit the postpartum depression right on the head, Corby.
Did I?
Yep.
Okay.
I haven't talked to the other callers, so I'm going to identify you by area code. I see if there are similar area codes, I'll also give the first three digits of your phone number. First, I'm going to area code 631, and you're live. What is your name, please?
Hi, this is Suzanne. I just would like a reading about love when you see a boyfriend coming in, a significant relationship.
Okay, Suzanne, where are you calling from?
Long Island.
Long Island girl. All right. Suz, how old are you?
56.
How old, 56?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so we're going to be looking for kings. They're 40 and over. Under that, they haven't grown any brains yet, darling.
Yeah.
I'm going to look month by month and see where they are.
You know, sometimes the late 50s, 60s, you think they're good, but they're like so set in their ways because I'm like a young 56.
I hear you. All right, the first possibility I see for you is actually in March, and it's the Ace of Cups, which is what I call the walk-into-wall stupid in love card. This is someone you meet, second date, you go to the diner, you have dinner, he kisses you in the parking lot, and your knees go boom. So there's great possibilities in the spring. And the other possibility next year is the King of Swords. King of Swords is a man who makes money with his mind, probably a white-collar guy, doctor, lawyer, professor, architect, accountant, engineer, something like that. No matter how good-looking you are in your 50s, my darling, if you haven't got a good, sharp brain and you can't meet him idea for idea, he will not be interested. He will be an intellectual challenge, but he's well off. And remember, we don't lose our brains, we lose our looks. So if you charm him with your intellect, he's yours for good. So you got two shots at a serious relationship next year. I do not believe you're going to be sitting at 70 on a park bench feeding pigeons. Relax.
I know, that's what I think sometimes.
Nah, you're going to be good.
Yeah, I'm going on a blind date tomorrow. What do you see with that?
It's a blind date. Blind date doesn't see, but...
No, you know what I mean. Like, I haven't met him before.
I'm teasing. What's the guy's first initial?
D.
Hermit card. I'm going to tell you, what you see is what you get. This is not a game player, and he hates liars. So don't play fluffy. If you're interested in him, be really straight and, you know, tell him exactly who you are and what you think. Don't play games.
I don't know if he's going to like me. You know, I don't know.
You know what? That's his problem, darling, not yours.
All right.
You know what a prize you are, and if he doesn't like you, well, his loss.
All right, then. But good. I'm glad I'm going to meet others or him.
Yes, you are. Two real good ones next year.
Great. Thank you.
You're welcome.
Thanks for calling, Suzanne. God bless.
You're welcome. Merry Christmas.
Okay. Good night. All right. Our next caller is from area code 480, and you're live. What is your name, please?
Hi, this is Mike.
Hey, Mike.
Hi,
where
Mike.
Are you calling from?
I am in California.
Way on the other side of the world. Okay, what am I doing for you?
Well, I've participated in a project with two events over the past couple weeks, and I'm looking to see how those might impact career-wise in the coming year.
What do you do?
Actually, I was doing readings at a movie premiere and press junket and got interviewed and just kind of came out of the closet, spiritual closet, and, was interviewed for a Spanish-speaking network entertainment show, and that should air fairly soon, I'm hoping so.
Mazel tov. All right, let's see what we got.
Yeah, right.
Seven of Cups, lots of fantasies about the possibilities. Two of Cups, a good partnership. Four of Cups. Do not be depressed if they want you to fudge what you do. That's one of the problems with reality shows, darling. If you do what I do, you know that they don't want us to be blunt honest. They want to script it. But the key will be the Queen of Cups. There is some high-powered woman attached to this show. If she likes you, it's an absolute go. So,
this wasn't necessarily a show. I was just interviewed for entertainment TV.
No, I know that, but I think what's going to happen is somebody is going to see you and want you on a reality show thing.
Oh, I'm sorry, I missed that part. Wow.
Yep.
Oh, interesting. Interesting.
But be very, very careful. When
we as
readers are on reality shows, we are very often the butt of the joke, and that is not what you want if you're a professional. So
nope.
Keep your eyes and ears open.
Awesome. Thank you.
You are welcome, my friend. Be well.
Thank you. Merry Christmas.
Take care, Mike. Okay. Oh, here's a familiar caller. This is Deanna. Deanna, you're live.
Hi, David.
Hi there.
Hi, Deanna.
Hi, Corbin. I'm in South Florida.
Okay. What am I doing for you?
My career has been very unstable, and that brings me a lot of stress. Do you see it stabilizing soon?
What do you do?
A language interpreter.
Wow. Let me see. First, stay in South Florida, move somewhere else in Florida, somewhere else.
Well, that depends on work, actually.
What?
That depends on having the resources that come from work.
I know, because what I'm seeing is it's not going to change much where you live, but there are other areas of Florida, I think somewhere near some kind of higher education, university, et cetera, or government work, that yes.
I do government work.
There's work there. That's why also possibly at a university graduate level. I don't know how many languages you speak, but what I'm seeing is a lot of that kind of work is going to coalesce around colleges and universities right now. Could you get other work elsewhere? You could, but I don't think you have to. So you're in South Florida. I'm seeing somewhere up the northern east coast, the top third toward the Atlantic, somewhere in there. So start nosing around and seeing what's there. I think that's where your calling is going to be.
Thank you very much.
My pleasure. Good luck.
Merry Christmas. And
Merry Christmas.
Thank you, David.
You're welcome, Deanna. Thank you for calling.
Good night.
Good night. Okay, we have another caller from area code 480, and the first three digits of your phone number are 999. What is your number? What is your name, please?
Hello, my name is Shruti, and I'm calling from Arizona.
Hi, Ruth.
How are you doing?
I'm doing great, thank you. Thank
good.
You.
Good. What can I do for you, my dear?
Career seems to be the theme of the day, so same, very similar question. Insight on my career, the company I'm working for is going through a downturn, and I'm looking for new opportunities. I've started applying outside, and was wondering what's upcoming for the next
first
year.
First of all, what do you do?
My background is in engineering and program management.
Got it. And tell me where you have applied. If you don't want to name the actual company, just the city that they're in so that I can
look
at the different areas.
Yes. So I've been applying to local city governments. I'm trying to change from corporate to city.
Okay.
So City of Phoenix, City of Tempe, City of Mesa, and Maricopa County.
Okay. Let's see. One, two, three, four. Ooh, wow. Mesa and Maricopa County. Very, very good. Mesa, the Emperor card. There's one heavy-duty dude that if you work for him, it's going to be hard work. It's going to be exhausting work, but it would be really, really good for you. Maricopa, the Ten of Cups. It's a happy home card. I think you'd really enjoy it there. So those are the two that I feel best about for you.
Do you, because I've applied over there, do you foresee any interviews upcoming soon? Or
certainly not before the end of the year. Everybody
no,
has
not the end of the year,
point.
Next year.
Mid-January, January. You'll hear from both.
Oh, from both of them. Okay.
Yes.
So do you expect that I'll end up getting an offer from both of them?
I don't know about an offer. I know one will do a phone interview first. The other will want you to just come in. It's going to depend on you. They're hungry. They want somebody.
Okay.
And so the position is real. You know, very often governments will just interview people, but there's somebody on the inside they have to hire.
Yeah.
No, if I was going to be a betting woman, Mesa or Maricopa, Maricopa is probably
Maricopa.
Where you would end up.
Okay. That sounds good. And
wear your red
power
suit, woman, and knock them dead.
Okay. Will do so. Thank you. I appreciate
it.
Take care.
Oh, good night, my dear.
Bye-bye.
Good night.
Okay. Wow. Moving right along. Area code 708. What is your first name,
Hello.
Please? Hi.
Hi, this is Delphine. How you doing?
Hey, Miss Delphine.
Fine. How are you doing,
Delphine? From?
I'm good. Well, I was going to ask about love life, but I'm not. I'm going to ask about my current situation. I'm returning to an old job. My start date is in January, and I'm wondering, how do you see this going? It's for
okay.
my 2017.
First of all, where are you calling me from so I can get
I'm
the
calling
area?
From Illinois.
Okay. So back to the old job. What do I see? They're going to be glad to have you back. There is one woman there who's in her head, not her heart. She's going to be, I don't want to say your harshest critic, but she's going to be the one who's watching you. But the sun rises. You'll fit back. There'll be a little bit of adjustment. It's like, you know, you haven't worn that pair of pants for 2 years and the body has shifted a little. But, yeah, you should do fine. You should do fine. Watch out for that one woman who does not want her authority brooked. And then you are good to go. They're going to wonder why they lost you in the first place. So you're good.
Oh, wow, because I'm like, oh, my God, did I make the right choice? That's my issue. Because
no,
I'm also doing my jewelry business on the side where I'm selling my jewelry, like
mm-hmm.
my bracelets and necklace and stuff like that. So I'm
yeah.
trying to see, is that going to go good as well?
King of Pentacles is the king of money. I would think so.
Okay.
Just make sure you don't do the jewelry work while you're working the other job. They will frown on that.
Don't do it. Don't do both.
No, don't do one at the other. Some people bring their knitting during coffee breaks. Don't bring your jewelry because if they find that you're even talking about selling them to other people there, they may be a little put off. So you can do
okay.
both, keep them very separate.
Okay. Thank you.
You're welcome. Good luck.
All right.
Good night, Delphine. God bless.
All right. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Okay, I have a Skype caller who usually is Trish. Let's see if that's the case. Hi, you're live on the air, Skype.
Hi, this is Jane.
Hi, what's
your
name, please?
It's Jane.
Jane, okay.
Where are you from, Jane?
Hi, I'm calling from Canada. How are
okay.
you?
Okay, which province?
In Ontario.
Got it. No, I read up in Kitchener 3 times a year. I love my Canadians.
Oh, do you? Oh, wow.
So, what can I do for you?
Well, how does next year look for me as far as work?
What do you do?
I'm a travel consultant.
Okay. Pull 3 cards on that. Queen of Pentacles, money in both hands. But the next card is the Seven of Wands, which goes crisis to crisis. So I think that one of the ways you're going to prove what you're worth next year is there are going to be problems that you keep having to solve. Sometimes people can put on their stupid hat in the morning and you have to be the one to take it off and fix it. Have patience because that's just going to make you look good. The Chariot card is the card of travel. So... I think that you're going to do extremely well as long as you can handle the stress and the hours and not lose your temper because there are going to be some people next year that you will want to hit upside the head with a clue brick and you're not allowed to.
Oh, my goodness. I'm dealing with that already. I mean, are things going to get worse then next year?
It's
Am
not
I
a matter of getting worse. It's a matter of how well you handle it. Okay? There's an old military saying, tactic perceived is no tactic. If you know these people have homegrown stupid coming out of their ears, just sigh and smile and get ready to handle it. You are not going to change them. All you need to do is solve their problem and move on.
So you see me? Do you see me staying or with the same company?
At least through next year, yes. There's going to be a move in 18, but through next year, yeah, I think so.
Oh, okay. So you don't see any jobs on the horizon.
When's your birthday, month and day?
June 18th.
6 plus 18 is 24. I'll tell you why not. Next year is a 7-year for you. That's a sabbatical year. A 7-year is the year you really need to go internally, think about what you want, how you want to do it. 2018 is your 8-year, and that's your career year. So spend next year thinking about how you would want to reshape it and then make your move.
Okay.
All right?
Looks good to know. Thank you very much.
My pleasure.
Take
good
care.
Night, Jean. Happy holiday.
Good night. Happy holidays.
Thank you. Okay. Area code 402. What is your name, please?
Hi, this is Diane. Thank you very much for taking my call tonight.
Where
You're
are you
welcome,
calling from,
Diane.
I am calling from Nebraska.
Ah, don't get too many people out from there. I tend to get the coasters. What can I do for you?
Well, that's part of my question. I feel my time in Nebraska is over, feeling a pull to move. Right now, feeling a draw to either Colorado or Florida, not locked into them, though. But anyway, I'm working on some of my entertainment writing projects, getting them sold to do that, and wondering if you see me having the ability to make that move. I feel like I need a complete move to a new place sometime within the next couple years.
Okay, Colorado, Florida?
Yeah.
Okay. Florida, you would still be juggling money. Colorado is the Judgment Day card, so I think that if you really want to make a complete change and shake off the corn husks, you want to go to Colorado. Now, where in Colorado are you considering?
North of Denver. I was thinking Longmont or Greeley.
Greeley, most definitely. It's the Three of Cups. It's the Happy Celebration card. Greeley it is.
Okay, thank you.
You know, sometimes the cards aren't wishy-washy. They point, they say, this right here, don't argue, just do. And that's what I tell you.
Awesome. You get feeling I will be able to do that sometime in the next couple years?
I think so, yes. Again, give me your birthday, month, and day.
Sure, it's March 24th.
3 plus 24 is 27. But next year is a 1-year for you. Next year is the start of a whole new 9-year cycle. So next year you're going to have a tailwind to make these changes. If you can, make that move during 2017. That locks you into a much more prosperous and creative 9-year.
I'm sorry, I didn't hear that. Locks me into what?
A much more prosperous and creative 9-year cycle.
Okay. Perfect. I will try for that then. Thank you so very much.
You're welcome. Be well.
Good night, Diane.
Good night. Thanks.
Okay, you're welcome. God bless.
God bless.
Thank you. Okay. Area code 617. What is your first name, please?
Hi, this is Annette.
Hi, Annette. How are you?
That's Boston area code.
Yes, it is.
Where are you from? What part? We lost her? Hello?
No, she should still be there. Annette?
Hello, Annette.
Hello?
Yes.
Hi.
Oh, I'm sorry. Hi, I'm sorry. My battery all of a sudden just went dead.
All right, we'll catch you back. Where are you in Massachusetts?
Yes. Oh, thank you. I am in Boston, Massachusetts.
Okay, Boston proper?
No. In Chelsea.
Got it. Now, my brother is a doctor at Boston Children's. I know Boston
really
well.
Yes.
So what's your question, my dear?
My question, thank you for taking my call. My question is in regards to, can I ask any question?
Anything that isn't going to get us shut off the air, yeah.
Okay. it's in regards to a friendship relationship, and I just need some guidance on whether or not I should move in another direction.
Okay. What's the name of this person, just first name?
His name is Alan.
You, Alan, the relationship, what you need to know, and best possible outcome. Okay. You, my dear, are the solid and dependable one. Alan has so many ideas. He has too many squirrels upstairs running on too many habit trails. The other way I would describe, did you see the movie Up?
No, no.
Well, there's a dog in there named Doug, and you put a squirrel. Just like, he goes over there. And Alan is sweet, but Alan's attention span is like, eh. So the relationship, it juggles back and forth. Sometimes it looks like
it has
massive potential, and sometimes you look in the mirror and you say, what planet am I on?
Yes.
What you need to know is figure out what love is. Is it love or is it in love? Two very different things. Absolutely keep the friendship, but when you want to move it forward, be in your head, not your heart. What is going to take care of you? Don't do this because you feel sorry for him. Don't do this because, well, maybe nothing else is going to come along. If he flips your chart, then you do it. Otherwise, darling, there are other fishies in the back bay.
So is it because he's squirrely? Because
his attention span doesn't hold where it needs to. And you need somebody. You know, the difference is, think about a ballerina. When she pirouettes, she keeps her eye focused on the wall until she has gone to break her neck. Then she snaps around and grabs again. You need to find someone who's going to look at you the same way and not be squirrely all over the place.
Yes. Thank you. You exactly. You know what? I'm going to let this one go.
Yeah. You deserve something delicious, darling, and this guy may be nourishing, but it's kind of like blah.
Yes. Oh, thank you. Thank you. You confirmed it. You confirmed my heart. Thank you. Many blessings to you.
And to you.
All righty. Bye-bye.
Good night, Annette.
Thank you.
You're welcome. Okay, well, folks, we're moving right along. Area code 520, what is your first name, please?
Oh, my God. You know what happened,
yeah.
David? I was the second one in line, and then
bounced?
No, my call dropped.
Oh, I'm glad we got to you. What's your name again?
Thank you. Lisa. Thank you.
Lisa, oh, yes,
where
Lisa.
You from? Arizona.
Okay, and what's your question?
Well, do you see the business being launched? I'm putting together...
Oh, you're an entrepreneur. I love those. What is the business going to be?
It's just tiny. It's an artist booth, and I've got some other people that will be joining me.
Okay. So... here's you. Here's the energy around the business, brick and mortar location, how to market it, clients, competition, finances, three things about finance, what you need to know and best possible outcome. How many other people are going to be joining you?
Two.
That may be why I got three for the finance. All right. You. You know that you can't do this all by yourself, and you are going to need help if it's really going to fly. Energy around the business, it's the Nine of Swords. You can't say it's just tiny. You have to believe in this, or it will die on the vine. Brick-and-mortar location, take a look at where you've been, and if it hasn't really helped you, don't be afraid to move the offices. How to market it, the Hierophant. There are certain ways of looking at art, certain ways of using art. Teach people that because you know all those rules, you can help them bend or break them as they need to. Clients, the clients do not have massive amounts of creativity. They desperately need you to do that. Competition, there's one smart ass, pain in the butt person who sees, I even have to be the first one in the door to get the seat I want at the restaurant. He's not fun. He is competition. So just watch out for him. Now, finances. A card for you. You're the Empress. You're the one who's going to be figuring this out. And long term. What's the name of partner number one?
Michelle.
Michelle, money. And the second one?
The first one would actually be Robert. And the second one would be Michelle.
Okay. Robert, King of Pentacles, is money. Michelle, the star, is karma. The three of you are an interesting dynamic that I think would work, but you're going to have to knock some of the rough edges off. What you need to know is you must be the empress. You must be the benign ruler here. The other two don't take it over. Outcome, King of Swords. Make sure you have contracts. Make sure that all of the partnership is written down in legalese and signed and notarized, or you will pay for it later dearly.
Okay.
I see it being successful, but you have to treat it as a business, not just this artist thing.
Okay.
So, and my stepsister is a sculptress, so I know that artwork is not the easiest thing in the world to work with. But if it's your passion, don't let anybody take it away.
No, it is my passion, yeah.
There you go.
Wonderful to have passions.
Thank you.
Good luck.
Lisa, glad we got you. Thank you for being patient.
Me too. Oh, no. Oh, are you kidding? It was a joy. Thank you. You're
okay, you're welcome.
Thank you.
Good night. Bless.
Good night.
I think we better stop there, Corby. So what's coming for you after the book?
After the book is another book. But
really?
Seriously, what I want to do is I'm probably going to be doing a bit less reading next year, and I want to develop workshops and lectures around the book. Readings are great one-on-one, but if I can teach a room full of 200 people and change their lives that way, that's going to be a great deal of fun. So,
oh, yeah.
Yeah, for me, next year, it's a three-year, it's an expansive year, but I have to be very careful that I stay focused, or as I often say, I'm going to be like that cat high on catnip with too many toys.
I love it. Well, you know, God bless you with this new kitten that's coming into your life.
Yes, yes, Maine Coons. Maine Coons are little dogs in cat suits. They're huge,
oh, yeah.
They're funny, they're smart, they're loyal, and they're very vocal. So I'm going to be having a lot of, let me tell you what I did today, Mom, but that's okay.
Well, have a lot of fun with it, and enjoy your household, and best wishes with your book.
Thank you so much, and have a wonderful, wonderful new year. Thank you so much. It's been a great time being on your show in 2016.
Well, it's been wonderful to have you, Corby. I am booking for next June. I'd like to call you back and get you on the schedule if that's okay with you.
Let's see what happens in June.
Okay, we'll do that.
All right.
Okay.
Thank you so much. It was great to be with you.
Thank you, Corby. Okay, so once again we come to a close. Let's pause and reflect upon the idea that we are all united through the diverse tapestry of our individual gifts. There is no real thing as separation except in our own minds. We are each unique expressions of the ultimate source of our beings. We are spiritual beings having a human experience who can and will have a spiritual experience. We let it be. Have a great week, and remember, whatever you dream, you can realize. Good night, and God bless.